as in every debate, there was some self-congratulation by Senator Joe Schiavone of Boardman.
I was the first one in 2011 to stand up and say, this is insane what we're doing with charter schools.
By former U.S. Representative Betty Sutton of Copley near Akron.
I've stood up to big drug companies for a lot of my life.
By former State Representative Connie Pillich of Cincinnati.
I am the only candidate on this stage who has ever run and won a Republican seat, and I've done it 3 times.
And by Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley.
I have worked with every community, and only because I've worked with every community in Dayton have we been able to accomplish so much.
And there was lots of bashing of Columbus, which means Republicans who've been in charge of state government for the last 7 years. Whaley suggested lawmakers are out of touch.
All of a sudden, the folks running in Columbus have woken up to charter issues, woken up to the opioid addiction, while people on the ground and local communities have been fighting these issues for years.
Pillich stressed the need for transparency and accountability in government, especially with charter schools.
We've got to stop this profit-making scheme that's taken money out of our public schools and just putting it into the pockets of the wealthy corporations who run those charter schools. And I'm telling you right now, if you're running a charter school and it's failing, I'm going to shut you down.
Schiavone called out his colleagues in the State House.
This campaign is going to be tough. And being the governor is going to be even tougher. You know, I've worked in the General Assembly for the past 8.5 years, so I know the players down there.
But only Sutton referenced one of the Republicans running for governor, the candidate largely considered the frontrunner.
You may have heard that Attorney General Mike DeWine is suing the drug companies now. And yes, I think we should. But it's too little and it's a lot late. He has presided over the eruption of this crisis.
On the opioid epidemic, Pillich stressed funding for prevention, treatment, and enforcement. Schiavone brought up his bill to put 10% of the state's $2 billion rainy day fund into the crisis. Whaley noted that Dayton was the first Ohio city to sue the drug makers and said others would join soon. And Sutton said lawsuits should be paired with funding programs now and the long-term goal of creating jobs in the future. The candidates' answers were similar at times, but they each had points to make. Sutton repeatedly mentioned the new state agency she wants to start up.
I'm going to create a Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity to work with local leaders right here in your community to capitalize on your strengths and to overcome the challenges that we face.
Schiavone talked about legislation he's proposed like this.
If you graduate from an Ohio university, within 5 years of graduation, and you purchase a home in one of these targeted zones that the state dictates as a revitalization zone, then we'd knock off half your debt.
Whaley promised communities will have more local control and more money.
We are tired of the state constantly taking the money from Columbus and never bringing it back home to the places that need the investment. When I'm elected governor, local communities will have local control to create local jobs.
And Pillich talked up her jobs and education plans, but also had this thought.
We've lost our way over the last years, the last few years. Democrats have to reclaim our status as the party of workers, the party of young people, and yes, the party of patriots.
The next debate date and location have not been announced, but 2 more are expected by the end of the year. And if other candidates join, such as talk show host Jerry Springer or Consumer Financial Protection Bureau head Richard Cordray, they could be included as well. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.